The door opens, sucks the first man inside. The lifeguard won't budge. A beam like neon smoke comes out of the black panel in the room, fastens on his cleat-marked forehead, and drags him in like a dog on a leash. The beam spins him around 3 times before the door closes and his face is scrambled fear. "Hut one," he grunts. "Hut two! Hut three!" I hear them in there pry up his forehead like a manhole cover, clash and snarl of jammed cogs. Smoke blows the door open, and a gurney comes out with the first man on it, and he rakes me with his eyes. That face. The gurney goes back in and brings the lifeguard out. I can hear the yell leaders spelling out his name. The technician says, "Next group." The floor's cold, frosted, crackling. Up above the light winds, tube long and white and icy. Can smell the graphite salve like the smell in a garage. Can smell acid of fear. There's one window up high, small, and outside I see those puffy sparrows strung up on a wire like brown beads. Their heads sunk in the feathers against the cold. Something goes to blowing wind over my hollow bones, higher and higher. Air raid! Air raid! Don't holler, Chief! Air raid! Take her easy, I'll go first. My skull's too thick for them to hurt me. And if they can't hurt me, they can't hurt you. Climbs on the table without any help and spreads his arms out to fit the shadow. A switch snaps the clasps on his wrists, ankles, clamping him into the shadow. A hand takes off his wristwatch, won it from Scanlan, drops it near the panel. It springs open, cogs and wheels and long dribbling spiral of spring jumping against the side of the panel and sticking fast. He don't look a bit scared. He keeps grinning at me. They put the graphite salve on his temples. "What is it?" he says. "Conductant," the technician says. "Anointest my head with conductant. Do I get a crown of thorns?" They smear it on. He's singing to them, makes their hands shake. "Get wild root cream oil, Charlie." Put on those things like headphones. Crown of silver thorns over the graphite at his temples. They try to hush his singing with a piece of rubber hose for him to bite on. "Mage was choosing Lanolin." Twist some dials, and the machine trembles. 2 robot arms pick up soldering irons and hunch down on him. He gives me the wink and speaks to me, muffled, tells me something. Says something to me around that rubber hose just as those irons get close enough to the silver on his temples. Light arcs across, stiffens him, bridges him up off the table till nothing is down but his wrists and ankles, and out around that crimped black rubber hose a sound like hoo-wee, and he's frosted over completely with sparks. And out the window, the sparrows drop smoking off the wire.